Corn futures softened some on Tuesday, helping cattle futures close mixed. Snugger beef supplies and cold storage are helping support wholesale prices. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmal. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Wholesale beef values took another strong step higher though, with choice box beef cutout value $5.79 higher Tuesday afternoon at $290.99 hundredweight. Select was $5.18 higher at $279.53. More about beef values momentarily. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed across a broad range Tuesday, helped along by a day of respite from rising new crop corn futures. Feeder cattle futures closed from an average of 51 cents higher in five contracts to an average of 57 cents lower. Live cattle futures softened as traders await cash direction. They closed an average of 39 cents lower, except for 15 cents higher in the back contract. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 7 cents lower, except for 15 cents higher in spot May and 2 cents higher in back contracts. Soybean futures closed 18 to 19 cents lower through the front 6 contracts and then 6 to 16 cents lower. By the way, I didn't have sale results or press time to share from any of the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Tuesday. Positive economic news included the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rising 12 points month-to-month to 121.7 in April. Consumer confidence has rebounded sharply over the last 2 months and is now at its highest level since February of 2020, says Lynn Franco, Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 3 points higher, the S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 48 points. Snugger beef supplies and cold storage are one of the supports beneath rising wholesale values. Total pounds of beef in freezers March 31st were 5.6% less than the previous month and 3.7% less than the previous year, according to the latest USDA cold storage report. Specifically, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out total beef and cold storage declined by 483.7 million pounds month to month. In the latest Livestock Monitor, they explain boneless beef was 3.4% less than a year earlier at 451.3 million pounds, while beef cuts were 8.5% less at 32.3 million pounds. Further, they note boxed beef cutout value rose by $66.69 a hundredweight, or 32.3%, from the start of the year to mid-April when it was $274.42 a hundredweight. Total pork and cold storage was 6.5% less than the previous month and 26.8% less year over year. LMIC analysts add that the 451.8 million pounds of pork in cold storage was 26% less than the 5-year average. So, total red meat in cold storage of 969.3 million pounds was 62.3 million pounds less, or 6.0% less than the previous month, and 192.7 million pounds less, or 16.6% less year over year. Total frozen poultry supplies in cold storage of 1.1 billion pounds, or 1.2 million pounds more than the previous month, but 217.6 million pounds less, or 16.6% less year over year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of April. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.